Welcome everybody. Shir number 1398. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabbi and Zisel. Lila Nishmas Blima Bas Ramoshe and Lirufua Shalema Sara Bas Fega Liba. Getting back to the halachas of Hachana Lachal, preparation for the week. Okay, so we're going through various, many different examples and different concepts in reference to what is called preparation for the week, the Isser of Hachana, what is not. So an interesting case comes up. It's actually in Hilchas Shabbos, Simen Reish Tzadik, which is the part before where the Isurim of Shabbos start from Shin Aleph, in the Shulchan Aruch, and over there you have the Lamed Tes Melachos and so on. But the first part of Shabbos, the first part of Chelek Gimel in the Mishneh Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch, or whatever you want to call it, but the first part talks about the various different mitzvahs that one should do on Shabbos. So Kiddush and so on, right? We have the various different mitzvahs, Challah, Lachamishna, and so on. Okay, so but be it as it may, in Simen Reish Tzadik, so the first halach over there, it says like this, the Sif Aleph, Yarbe b'peiris u'mugadim u'minei peiris u'minei reyach k'dei lahashlim minyan meya brachas. As we know, there's one supposed to make 100 brachas a day. And when it comes to Shabbos, we're a little bit short, so you do various different things to eat various different type of treats, possibly smell different things that require brachas, and thereby getting to the 100 brachas a day. Okay, we're not going to get into that right now, but the point I want to make is the Ramah over there continues on. V'imrogu b'shinas tzaraim, if somebody is used to sleeping in the afternoon, right? He's used to sleeping in the afternoon, then we say al yivat lenu. So the Ramah says al yivat lenu, in other words, do it. Why? Ki oineg hu loy. Because that's his mamsh, this is his oineg Shabbos. So the question is, should I be sleeping on Shabbos? If somebody's used to it and they need it and they'll feel good, which many of us obviously are exhausted, comes Shabbos, whatever the case is. So if that's oineg Shabbos, so go ahead and sleep. Oh, but the question is, let's say I want to lay down, but I'm doing it strictly, I'm laying down so that I could go to work tonight, right? After Avdallah, I'm going to go to work, or even possibly not even work. I'm going to go learn. I have a Seder, I have a two-hour Seder, so I'm going to be tired. So I'm doing strictly to go to learn tonight, or have a mitzvah to do, a certain thing like that. In other words, not work per se, but the actual mitzvah, learning, whatever. Okay, so the question is, could I do that? Is that considered preparing for the week, right? As we've spoken about last year, if you do something, even though it's right after, and you're doing it to prepare for right after Avdallah, that's also considered during the week. It doesn't have to be Sunday, Monday. It could be right after Avdallah, Motzi Shabbos, and so on. So the Mishneh Berurah on the spot. First of all, before I get to the Mishneh Berurah, which I wanted to talk about, Sifkatan Gimel, he says extremely important thing. The whole thing isn't extremely important, but, well, just to read the first part, he says, Mikol Mokum, good, even though you want to lay down a little bit, but be careful. He says, Mikol Mokum Layarbe Boy Yosemidai. Don't overdo it. You know, you want to rest a little bit, sleep a little bit, fine. It's an oinik, fine. But don't overdo it. Shlei Vienna Lidei Bittel Torah. One shouldn't come to Bittel Torah. And Chazal bring down that learning Torah on Shabbos is how great learning Torah all week long is, but learning Torah on Shabbos is a much, much higher level. Some want to say Al Pi Kabbalah could be 1,000 times more each word. Okay, well, be it as it may, I've heard that from the Sephardish Paiskim, but be it as it may, it's a much higher level, and one has to be careful to use up the right time, the right amount of time for learning Torah. But if you need it, you can lay down. Okay, so but be it as it may. So says the Mishneh Berurah in Sifkat and Dalid. The Mishneh Berurah says that when you lay down, right, if a person, let's say now a person wants to lay down, and he wants to, because tonight he has to take care of stuff, he has to be up late or whatever. So, but be careful not to say. The Mishneh Berurah says, Sifkat and Dalit, Avaloy Yoimar, don't say, Neilach Venishan, Kadei Shenucha Lasais Malachteinu B'Maitzi Shabbos. In other words, don't say, why am I laying down now? Because, not because Oinik Shabbos, it's a Geshmak, I'm tired, whatever. I'm doing it now, so like this tonight. night I'll be able to be up. One has to be careful not to say it out with their mouth. I'm laying down now, so like this, I'll be refreshed and for tonight to do my work, to do whatever I have to do after Shabbos. That should not be done, tells us the Mishnah Berurah. Because the mamish looks like, which is what you're doing, you're laying down, and preparing for the week, even though the point is over here, even though a person might have it in mind. Okay, so you have it in mind, I'll feel better tonight, or whatever the case is, I'll make Shabbos feel better tonight, but not to say it out. That's the point over here, not to say it out. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is telling us. Okay, so now the question is, what about for a mitzvah? Let's say tonight I'll be doing a mitzvah. So over there, that's already a whole, we're not going to get into, there's a whole different set of halachas. As far as Dibur goes, there are a whole set of separate set of halachas, which we're not going to be doing in Hilchas Hachana. Hilchas Hachana L'chol, in general, we're trying to stick to the actions. What actions, what things, and what maisim am I doing with my hands? But if, when it comes to Dibur, when it comes to talking, that's a little bit of a different, subject, even though it's somewhat similar in certain instances. So we're not going to get into that now, but there is, it's mashma from the Mishnah Berurah in Shin Zayin, Simon Shin Zayin, Sifkat and Aleph. When it comes to a mitzvah, if some of Loimer B'Shabbos, he brings down the Dirshu in Ois number 9. V'Loimer B'Shabbos, Nelech Lishen Kedei, I'm going to go to sleep, Kedei She'ese Mitzvah B'Maitzi Shabbos, that I could do a mitzvah B'Maitzi Shabbos, there's room to be makel over there in such a case, to say it out, if it's going to give the person a chizik and, to give more of a zest, if you want to call it a push, to do that mitzvah Matzah Shabbos, but he does bring down the Zadirshu in Ois number 9 also Me'idach. On the other side, that the Ma'is Aruch HaShulchan Kosav, the Aruch HaShulchan in Sif Aleph says Sha'af Luimer Nelech Lishan, even for a person to go so far as to say Lishan, I'm going to go lay down, Kedei Shenuch Halul Me'be Matzah Shabbos, I'll be able to go learn a Matzah Shabbos, Nechshev Kemechen Mishabbos L'chol V'Asur. Even that one should be careful not to do, even such a beautiful mitzvah as learning Torah, right? I'm laying down, so like this Matzah Shabbos, I'll be able to stay up 3-4 hours and learn straight, beautiful thing, but don't say it out. Even to say that far, to say I'm going to lay down for that, it's good, okay, you're doing it, you have it in mind, whatever, it's a mitzvah, it's a beautiful thing, but the question is, don't say it out. So be it as it may, just to end off the shir, I don't want to get off on a tangent, it's a little bit of a different area, like we said, it's in Reish Sadik, Shin Zayin, whatever, okay, but be it as it may, if somebody is laying down, you're allowed to lay down, of course Shabbos, person's tied, I make Shabbos, whatever the case is, but if it's person has somewhat has in mind, or they think it'll help them to eat, to do work after Shabbos, or even to go learn, or to go do a mitzvah, person should be careful not to say it out, just if you think it in your mind, you think it in your mind, but just not to say it out, I'm going to lay down Badafka for this, or I'm going to lay down Badafka for that, that's for something that's going to be after Shabbos. Thank you for listening. Aslachem Brocha Kol Tuv.